little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Welcome back to another Shot of Games podcast, episode 142. And wow, there's a lot of news going on this week, especially one swinging dude from New York coming back to his original home. Well, somewhere halfway. He's like a hobo, but yet he's not.
Get your thoughts straight. He's
a bum, but yet he's not.
So he's a bum.
Well,
how do you get that? Just because he's a New Yorker?
No, he's in the middle.
You got something with New Yorkers?
He's a bastard.
He's a menace.
Actually, no, he's not.
Did he have a dad?
Yes, no. He does.
Not anymore.
Just because his dad died doesn't make him a bastard.
Yeah, no.
That's what
he kind of
does.
It doesn't.
No.
Well, no.
Bastard is someone who doesn't know their dad.
Technically, Uncle Ben was his dad, so technically he's a double bastard. And I feel like drinking a double bastard.
You gave it away.
IPA.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, we're talking about Spider-Man here today. Or, right now, because Sony says, what did Sony do? Oh, they open up their pocket and says, we need some more money in here.
Yeah.
And we'll give you like half of Spider-Man.
Help us, Senpai.
Yeah, basically Marvel now has creative control, along with Sony, to actually make the movies correctly and bring them into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes, and especially but, into the Infinity Gauntlet storyline.
But unfortunately, Sony makes all the money off of it and has, you know,
control. And they're canning Andrew Garfield.
Are they trying to keep him in there?
No, they can't.
No, they're
canning
him.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
Let's have the Puerto Rican kid come in. Woo! That'll stir some pots.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're on Tumblr, it's already happening. It's already being blown up. People are already freaking out on Tumblr, saying, "Okay, well, since they're already getting rid of Andrew Garfield, let's get a person of color to be Peter Parker."
That'd be pretty cool. I mean, the alternate 6262 world over there.
Yeah.
If they do that, I don't really have a problem with them doing that.
Oh, actually, 626
but
world.
I would want to see them do it in a way that mimics what happened in the comic books,
actually kill off Peter Parker and have
Morales take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they're saying
that Miles Morales isn't enough to represent a person of color in the superhero world.
That's true.
They're saying they want Peter Parker to be a person of color instead.
Yeah, just keep the name.
It doesn't have to be a black boy. It doesn't have to be, you know, an East Asian boy. It could be
anybody.
Other nationality other than white. And I'm not against it at all. I mean,
I don't know.
There's
nothing that
he's saying no.
You know what headcanon I like? Spider-Gwen.
Yes. Spider-Gwen.
Silk.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So we're not going to get a Black Widow movie, so we'll get a couple of Spider-Girl movies. How about that?
You remember back, it was in the 90s, they actually did this storyline with Peter Parker, and they actually followed the storyline well enough to actually include his daughter growing up and becoming Spider-Girl. As well as having Mary Jane involved, and you know, it was more of a family-centered relationship kind of thing.
Actually,
in the comics.
Not really, because when they outlined that part, especially now with Silk coming in,
mm-hmm.
Well, Silk is now the first original Spider-Girl, not his daughter.
Now it is, yeah. So, but I'm talking about back in the 90s when they first ran with this. It would have been really funny to see them kind of make a spin-off comedy TV series based on that.
Yeah, it's called Family Matters. Whatever. All right. So, you see what kind of shenanigans we're talking to right now, or talking up a storm here in our little tiny-ass studio.
So that was some huge news. That was awesome.
Yeah, some great news. I woke up when I saw it. I'm like,
I was on duty that day. I was sitting at work. It was like,
did you drop your phone back?
It was like 1 a.m. I was
shit.
Yeah, I was on the ship. 1 a.m. I'm on the ship's computers, which are slower than
28K.
It's worse than any dial-up you've ever seen. It's terrible. And we're still running Windows XP. And we're still running like IE6.
What?
It's terrible, dude. It's so bad.
Slightly behind you is Windows 10.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we got Windows 10 running back there.
Yeah.
Been playing a little bit with that lately. Actually did some gaming on it yesterday, and it ran nice and smooth for gaming, so I'm really happy with that.
Alright, so, and what other news we got today, too, as well, as Mr. Ryan Reynolds. What did Mr. Ryan Reynolds said? Maybe.
So Mr. Ryan. I guess he's Mr. Ryan Reynolds now. Who did he marry to?
Liv Blakely. Oh, Liv Blakely.
Blake Lively.
Blake.
There we go. Like, wait.
Yes,
he was like, yes, he was in Blade.
I feel like Jim Carrey on a Bruce Almighty when he was joking around. I wanna watch that movie now.
So on his Twitter account, Ryan Reynolds had posted a little sneak peek of the Deadpool mask from the Deadpool movie, which is pretty awesome.
Let me guess, it was black and red.
With white eyes.
Let me guess, you're about to be black and blue in about 2 seconds.
So, you know, if you haven't seen the picture, let me set up the scenario. He's in the dressing room. He's got a pair of the Deadpool's gloves on the table. And, you know, he's on
the left side. On his left side.
You know, he's facing a mirror.
Yeah.
He's facing a mirror, and he's got a mannequin head on him, like one of those styrofoam mannequin heads. On that mannequin head is the Deadpool mask.
Buenos dias! Like
a hard copy of the Deadpool mask.
Yes. Like
legit. Like, is yeah. There.
Like, came out of out of the damn sewing machine.
Yeah. Like,
basically.
Okay. You know, my highlight of this whole little snippet, whatever I'm rambling about, is the first comment that I see when I see the picture is the poor soul that said, "So, is the Deadpool movie going to be all CGI?
Somebody run him over with a car.
Facepalm.
Bang.
All right. So, getting back into our own timeline.
Well,
he's having fun. Look at that.
We also
I
have
this headset.
Yeah, those are nice.
Get off my.
Yours.
Hey, get off my map.
He's listening to nothing. Haha. We had Hugh Jackman say he wants to jump on board with Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Why not?
I know, right?
Dude, they really need to bring this all together. They
do.
They have to.
Sony already opened the door. You know, Universal's already in there.
Fox has to do it now.
Fox has to do it. Universal needs to do it with Namor or whatever other characters they got.
Here's a real question. Where is Fox going to take X-Men after the Apocalypse?
Because
that Apocalypse is supposed to be the second trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah. So if Marvel works out a deal with Fox to get X-Men, chances are they're going to be going for an entire new cast.
Typical.
I would like
what they did for Apocalypse.
I would honestly hope though that they keep Patrick Stewart.
You know that Patrick Stewart.
He's kind of going away now.
No. He's coming back.
Is he coming back?
He's coming back for the next Wolverine movie. Magneto's coming back for Apocalypse.
Okay.
Dun dun dun.
I would like to see him keep Hugh Jackman. He's done a great job playing Wolverine.
Honestly, I think those are the three characters that I would like to see actually stick.
Yeah, exactly.
To their characters. Hugh mm-hmm. Jackman, Sir Patrick Stewart, and Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Sir Ian McKellen?
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
They've all done really well. The other ones, you know, I don't know.
They're expandable.
Yeah.
They are. They could have been cast better.
Yeah.
But we will see. Everybody said the same thing about, oh, you know, they could have cast somebody better on Thor, you know, Thor and Loki. Look what happened. You got the best.
They came out on top, yeah.
They have the best Marvel villain, in my opinion, that's on the screen right now.
I mean, they said that even when, you know, Chris Hemsworth was literally a nobody before he was cast as Thor.
Actually, he was kind of a somebody, you know that?
Not really. He was so under the radar.
He had one 5-minute role in a movie before that.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him well known.
guess what movie that was?
What movie was
Star Trek?
Which one?
Kurt's father.
Huh. Mm.
Remember? Nope. Ship's going down. He's going in.
He wasn't even there to audition for the movie. He was there supporting his brother. His brother had auditioned for the role.
So what? Who's the loser in that one? Not Chris Hemsworth.
Oh.
It's okay. He's got one more movie left.
Yeah, well, the Hunger Games.
Who end up? I don't know, man. Who has a better end of stick? I say Chris Hemsworth.
Oh yeah, he's definitely
way better. I mean, come on, he didn't go out with fucking Miss Twerk at all. Miss Twerk.
Yeah, so we're hoping for some good things coming out of this whole Sony deal.
You know what
hopefully.
They should do?
Sony.
You know how the Marvel universe is gonna end? They should blow up. They should literally blow it up in the cinematic universe as well and just restart everything.
I'm actually getting into that. Well, I'm actually bought the original Sin timeline.
Nice.
No, comics. That's the one when, I don't want to spoil it for you, but that's when Thor loses his...
I read the pre-issue, and then I read the first issue.
I'm up to issue number three right now. I don't want to open the rest
of it. I just finished reading through the... The three volumes that led up to and included the death of Wolverine.
Oh yes! Oh, dude, the way he died was awesome.
I still haven't read it.
Dude, it was so epic.
That was interesting. I didn't quite expect the ending quite the way. I mean, I heard about it, but it's like reading it is different, you know.
Did you think the way for him to go out like that?
It leaves a possible opening, but it, at the same time, it's almost like no way.
But yet he already loses his power. So what do you think? Never mind. We don't want to blow it for Jesse because he's gonna be turning into black and blue, and I'll be sitting in the corner laughing my ass off because you just spoiled something big for him.
It's not just me. I mean, I'm sure there's listeners out
there. Moving on from Marvel here.
From Marvel, yeah.
To DC, we got a brief glimpse of the Joker on Gotham.
God, the 25-year-old pedophile Joker.
Yeah.
I want to play with Batman.
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
Hold the phone.
Yo, recast him.
it's interesting. I mean, they didn't really give us enough to really say anything about him, but it's
true.
You know, there was a little bit of talk going on initially here about timeline, but I think we all agree that it is kind of the right timeline, you know, age-wise and everything.
He might be a touch older,
but yes.
Yeah. So I think we're good there. We're getting a little more ground on Flash on what's going on there. They've introduced Grodd.
And they had what's his name? Is it the guy who plays Adam?
Oh yeah, he was on Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about
Black Adam?
No, Adam. The guy who kind of looks like I want to be Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, do you know which major character he played in the movie in DC?
No.
Superman Returns, and he also played the bassist for Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
So interesting there.
She almost fell.
we also got a big clue as to what's going on with Flash in that last episode,
he goes back in time.
Ping.
Well, where they actually figured out the DNA. You know, his mom's killer.
Yes.
And found out that there's an older Barry that was involved there.
Yes.
So.
Alright. Anyway, so getting back into a little thing called Down the Road.
We got one more comic news we can get into.
Oh, yes. This is about our homegrown base here.
Yeah. So,
I've been playing Final Fantasy.
Who really cares about Final Fantasy right now?
IDW actually just announced that they're getting ready to... move their base of operations
from
I'm not sure exactly where they were, but they were basically in here in San Diego. Now they're going to moving down to the historic NTC, former Navy barracks here at Liberty Station.
Marine barracks over there,
was it? Oh, they said it's Navy.
Naval Training Center.
That's Navy, dude.
Yeah. I was looking at the background, that was old Marine.
I think they've had both over there in the past, but...
So they're going to be NTC now, all right.
So the interesting thing here is they're looking for a place that's big enough for expansion, right? But they're not just building their headquarters there. They're going to build a gallery.
We have to take a trip over there.
We're going to be taking a trip over there.
Do I need a permission slip?
This is pretty awesome.
No!
Okay.
You're over 18!
What?
You're an adult. This thing called... like life?
No.
So their goal is to make San Diego a status and a big capital of comic arts.
Why not?
Yeah, right?
Why not?
The first showcase is going to be artwork of Kevin Eastman from Ninja Turtles.
Oh, dude, I am so down for that.
Yeah.
I will bring
a box of questions.
Dude, I will bring a box of pizzas in there too.
I don't think they'll let you in the door.
If he's got pizzas, they will.
They better let me in with a box of pepperoni pizza.
Come on, if they let Bruce Banner in with a box of pizza, I mean...
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And give it to
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah. Mr. Royce. I mean, Mr. Hulk.
So, and they've got artwork on this. Go to their website, check it out. They got, prototype images to give you an idea what it's going to look like.
And it's
pretty sweet.
Yeah, whenever this comes up, I mean, especially during Comic-Con season, this would be a huge hit for those guys, too.
Well, it's a little bit way, a little bit out of the way for.
But when they get it up and running,
it will be good for them.
When Comic-Con's around the corner.
Yeah. Still. Anyways, I think that's pretty exciting. I think it's cool.
Wait, I have one at home.
Alright, Fido, what have you been playing?
Alright, so for me this week I've been playing a whole lot more Dying Light.
I'm glad we got back on track.
I know.
What video games?
Spider-Man. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. I've been playing a whole lot.
That takes me back.
A whole lot more Dying Light for the PlayStation 4. Fun. Still trying to get some more trophies off of it too as well. Been playing a lot of multiplayer. And the thing about what I like about multiplayer is you get to be the monster. What you can do is, you know, at night try to track them. You could actually spray something on them so you have the other zombies run after them.
Mm.
But what you can do is you evolve to something bigger and you climb against the walls. Huh. Well, some dude was running and I, well, kind of pushed a button and his tongue went all the way, wrapped around his head and just pulled his whole entire head off his body. And you see the body actually falling.
I've watched enough anime to know where that goes.
If you guys haven't played it yet, again, please, I would suggest you guys should, because it's a fun game. See, the storyline alone is worth it. The multiplayer is even better.
Really?
Yes. Multiplayer is fun. Fun, as always. It's a new twist for the Resident Evil type. So instead of running around with heavy boots, you run around as a parkour. Yay! Other than that, I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3, and a little bit more of going back to old school, Marvel's Capcom 2. So we actually found an arcade. That's nice.
Where?
Arcades?
Arcade.
Where?
Carlsbad.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus, no.
Road trip.
Where they use a 360 stick, they use competition buttons, and it's well maintained.
Wow.
Oh, yes. We went back to... I went back to my old San Diego State days. I mean, we were there from early afternoon, so they closed.
Wow.
Oh, yes. This wonderful thing called Tilt.
Jeez, I have the Tilt left.
Wow.
The one that's actually in good condition, too.
Yeah, the one that Mimi and I met is gone. That's
it's been gone for like 5 years now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's been gone for a while.
Long gone.
All right, Wayne, your turn. Nothing! Next!
Alright. Forza Horizon 2. I completed Storm Island. I completed the championship, won the championship. That was really, really fun. I still got more work to do on achievements and stuff on that, but...
Cousin It.
A bit of Cousin It.
I've jumped back into the Master Chief Collection. I've got about almost a dozen achievements yesterday playing through that, going through the Spartan Ops and some multiplayer stuff. Obviously enjoying that. I played a little bit of some Star Wars games, Force Unleashed. Just a hair of that, just like 5 minutes to see how it ran, but played a little bit of that on Windows 10 through Steam. That's actually ran nice and smooth on my system with Windows 10, so that was nice.
Pancakes.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what you need.
Pancakes.
So you have Steam on there, right?
Yeah.
You need to download the Five Nights at Freddy's games.
In the shed. Can you imagine playing Five Nights at Freddy in here?
With
dude,
this
yes.
off?
Oh, dude.
We gotta get him a fan. Get him a little dinky fan.
a little desk fan.
He's the chicken shit to play.
Dude, that desk fan has been in every single game.
Yes, I know.
It's been in all three of them.
Well, we'll see about
all
that.
All three?
We'll see about that.
Thanks for ruining it.
It's in the trailer.
I know.
I played some more Avengers Alliance, of course. Getting ready for a new covert ops to start tomorrow featuring Rogue. Then we've got... Transformers Battle Tactics. Keep playing that. I'm starting to get the hang of what's actually makes a good team and how to... win, but it still seems like more of a flip of a coin on who's going to win kind of a thing, but you can kind of do some strategy. More Star Wars Battle, whatever it's called on the Android phone.
We need one of those things.
I've got so many Star Wars games on my mind from the Humble Bundle that I can't remember which ones I've actually played.
We need to get that big old stage cane. And you're done.
Speaking of which, if you haven't gotten to the Humble Bundle for Star Wars yet, take a look at the Humble Bundle. They've added 3 more games to the package. There's a lot of awesome, cool games to play on that. And seriously, I think you only have to donate like $12. Maybe 15 right now for all those games.
That's an awful lot of games to be playing in a week.
I know.
So what? You have a life?
Yes, that's actually going to work every day, too.
Jeez. You playing this stuff at work?
I'm downloading my games at work.
Good answer in case your boss is listening.
Shh. You can just block him on the page. Alright.
I also downloaded the complete Commander Keen package. So I'm gonna be going back and playing Commander Keen at some point here. Commander Keen.
You wanna play a game?
You alright?
She's just laughing, but he just keeps going. He's like the Energizer Bunny.
He's like the retarded white boy version of Energizer Bunny. Keep on going and going. There's no place to sit down. This is where I sit on Mage.
Sit with Mage.
All she can hear is just little tidbits here. She thinks I'm saying I am Groot. Shall we get Jesse going, or maybe we should get Mimi talking first since she can't stop laughing.
Let's actually put her last in a bit. That's what Jesse up. Does it catch your breath?
So right. Sensational. And
so, as I mentioned earlier, I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy XIV. That's mainly it. I have a lot of catching up to do. I kind of stopped playing for a while. So I got some catching up to do. I'm leveling my rogue, hopefully making him a ninja sometime, maybe either today or tomorrow. Probably not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. But yeah, looking to make him a ninja. Been doing a lot of the Crystal Tower raids, World of Darkness, you know, the Circus Tower, all those three. Still, to this damn day, still have not beaten turn 5 off the first Coil of Bahamut, which is extremely disheartening for me, because there is already the final Coil of Bahamut. That's already been out. That's 13 turns total, and I haven't even completed turn 5 yet. So, yeah, working on that. I got so close. We were down to like the last several percent of Twin Tanya before we wiped, because we got careless. Yeah. Other than that, I haven't really been playing much at all. Maybe some Skyrim on the PC, you know, aka mod it till it crashes. I've been working a lot on the modding thing with Skyrim. I really enjoy that game. There's been actually a couple new mods out for Skyrim, including some super HD, like ultra HD 4K graphics.
People still play Skyrim?
Bro, yeah, and the people still make mods for it. And these mods make it look like a whole new game, dude. Especially that 4K graphics, stupid. But yeah, I've been playing through that again. I made my character Saiyan, which, if you guys have played Skyrim, you know Saiyan is not technically a race.
Yeah,
it's a mod. I'm a Saiyan. I named him Nappa, and I made him look like Nappa. And he comes complete with firing ki blasts out of his hands.
Or does it go when you get killed? Does it go Vegeta, 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 Vegeta?
Not quite.
If you guys know what I'm talking about, look it up on YouTube.
Not quite, but he comes with all kinds of different Saiyan stuff, like the Kaioken.
Kaioken times 10.
Just Kaioken, but it's actually pretty legit. A fighter. Wow. That's not what I'm talking about.
No. Stop. Just put that crap away.
You're an idiot.
Goodness. All right.
Getting back on track.
But, yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been playing. I'm looking to try and pick up Dying Light and, of course, some Majora's Mask.
Mijo's Mask?
Mihara. Mihara's Mask.
Mimi.
Hi.
What are you playing this past week?
Have I even played anything?
Cool, next.
You've been playing some of your Pokemon.
Actually, I've been playing Cooking Mama.
You've been,
next!
Remember I failed at cereal?
Yeah, I don't know how she failed at cereal.
What?
Did you light it on fire?
Like boxed cereal. She ended up flinging the cereal box across the kitchen.
Did you light it on fire with the bowl with in the bowl with milk and cereals?
She's not home with sense.
And there's the ice on fire. She's on a serious note, I haven't really been playing any games because I've been in a sweatshop.
Mm-hmm.
MTAC is about a little over a month away. So I am on my cosplay grind. I got one that I'm trying to get finished this weekend so I can wear it to the Marvel Experience. And then I got two.
What are they?
I don't want to talk about it.
Fine, next time.
One of them's a secret.
Okay.
One of them is going to be, I'm going to be fixing up Homer's first though.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be doing Penny from Ruby. It's going to be my homage to Monty Oom.
Yeah.
And that one's going to be pretty epic. It's going to be for MTAC. I'm going to be attached to 11 guns.
Yes. 11 guns. That's going to be some crazy costume.
Cool, yeah, I'll call the cops on you guys then.
If you guys know anything about how clumsy I am, it's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, that's why she's got me as a spotter. Make sure it doesn't crash or anything. But yeah, so I think that's about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty lame.
I'm working on building a prop right now. It's one that I've been trying to work myself up to trying to make for quite some time now. How long have I been talking about it?
Forever.
Yeah, and you finally got started on it?
Yeah, I bought the prop materials yesterday.
So you guys went to Home Depot?
Yeah.
Did you guys see
No.
Linda Lee by any chance?
No.
Oh, you're wrong, Home Depot. Whoops!
No, we didn't see that. But yeah, I bought the materials. I'm making the if you guys do play Final Fantasy 14, I'm making the Melancholy Mog Fork, which is
I have a fork.
Is it a spork?
Spork.
Spork. Is it melancholy?
No, it's not melancholy. Well, his isn't. Mine is. But yeah, I'm trying to make that. I already got the PVC pipe that I'm going to be using as the main base. That's already cut. But I just got to start crafting it now and make it out.
As long as you finish it, it's all good, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm going to start posting pictures of the work in progress.
All right.
So we'll see how that goes.
Do you want to know what I'm working on right now?
Nothing.
The news. Alright, here we go. What do we got first, Wayne?
Resident Evil HD breaks sales records.
You're so dull.
Want me to show you how it's done?
Feel free.
Resident Evil.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, the Resident Evil HD, as you said,
HD
breaks...
of HD.
Yeah, HD of HD. Resident Evil HD breaks the sales records. Becomes the fastest remaster
of a remaster
of a, yeah. Of a remaster GameCube. yeah to break any kind of records, but yeah, it's apparently it's doing phenomenally well.
Oh yes, yeah. Indeed.
Considering it's only available for $20.
Yeah,
a Resident Evil game for $20, you sure it's not used? No,
and it's a completely faithful remaster of the first game.
The remaster of the remaster of the first game.
Sure.
Oh, how did I forget? How could I forget that game?
Wait, what?
What is wrong with me?
Wait, what?
Okay, so let's go back for a moment.
Rewind.
Okay, so I've been watching some anime on Crunchyroll, and I saw an ad on Crunchyroll for a game that released back in November for the PS4 and the PS3 and the PC, right? It's called Akiba's Trip. Okay, but it's written so it looks like Akiba Strip. Now, the whole premise of the game is your character, I should say, and I don't want to go too far into detail to avoid spoilers, but your character is going through Akihabara, which is, in case you guys didn't know, it's a town in Tokyo. Or, I'm sorry, a town in Japan.
Yes, yeah.
Right? Really big otaku area.
It's probably the southern Tokyo area?
It's a huge, huge, haven for anime nerds, gamers, kinds of stuff, right?
It's like kind of like a Harajuku Sunday on a...
Kind of
like that, but extremely...
Yeah. Exactly. So, basically, your character is there, and it's being infiltrated by what are known as Synthesters. The Synthesters is a man-made vampire without the thirst for blood. Instead, they have an intense desire to get their hands on rare collectible figurines and things like that that an otaku really likes. And to get that, their creators offer them as rewards for going and stealing the life force of the citizens of Akihabara. So instead of sucking blood, they suck life energy, which makes people pretty much into zombies. Right?
And then that can... Okay.
They're still vulnerable to light. So, they're only vulnerable to light from the neck down.
But let me guess, do you wear a mask?
No, from the neck down, which means they don't have to wear a mask.
Oh, okay.
So, what does that mean for the game? It's called Akiba Strip. You go around the game and you have to strip them. Sounds really...
The look on my face right now, I'm just...
It is what it is. You rip off
I have a facepalm moment right now and I'm holding the laughter in.
It is what it is. Exactly how you said. You have to strip them to defeat them. Now, you have to strip them completely from their shirt, their pants, and if they're wearing a hat. So, two, maybe three articles if they're wearing any kind of headgear. Between two and three. Okay? But they're always wearing a shirt, they're always wearing pants.
So, hold up.
You will strip them down to their underwear.
Hold up. So, they can wear underwear in the light, still be alive. The only thing that's saving them is a freaking hat.
Yeah.
But they said it's the note...
Okay.
The hat casts a shade.
On what? On their eyebrows?
Maybe.
What is it?
Hold on. Question. I'm going to point it to the fact right here. So the game did come out previously for the PS3, and it just ported over for the PS4. Okay? Yeah. That's basically what happened. It came out last year for the PS3.
You were there for now.
And then just recently is when it came out for the PS4.
Oh, the ad said it definitely released in PS4 in November.
All right. Quit arguing.
Anyways.
Hey.
The thing about it coming to the PS4 is if you guys don't have a PS4, if you never touched a PS4, it has a touchpad.
Yeah, I was getting to that.
No, you weren't.
Yes, it was. It's one of the best features.
Hey, fast enough.
Okay, so with the Akiba Strip, there is a hidden feature in the game. You have your camera phone, right? And you can aim at people. There's an app on your phone that can tell a Synthesters from a regular person.
It's kind of like the Rowdy Rider Piper movie back in the 80s where he puts on the sunglasses.
Oh.
And you see, yes.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of like the episode of Supernatural is when they go into a Hollywood like warehouse and then they're trying to find who kills the movie stars.
Yeah.
And the end of the episode, they actually use a cell phone to find who's the monster and who's not.
Yeah, so you take a picture with your phone and then Synthesters will come up as like kind of distorted, like digitized distortion in the picture. But if you, your little hidden feature on the PS4 version, if you're looking at your partner who's with you through your viewfinder or your camera, and you hold down the R1 button to focus your camera, and you just fiddle around with the touchpad, just tap it, move it around, rub along the touchpad, you start playing with your partner.
Okay, let's continue on with the news lately.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, boy.
We're about to go offline, and we're going to get a lot of hate mail. I know where you two live, and I know how to make a Molotov cocktail.
But to end it, if you haven't picked up the game...
Do it.
If you're into comedies...
This is a...
It actually has a pretty heavy storyline. It's actually pretty good as a storyline.
It sounds like a great comedy game.
It's a great comedy game, and the actual fighting is... Pretty fun, actually.
Okay.
I have a lot of fun with the fighting scenes. It's very challenging at times.
All right, cool. Now let's get back to the main thing, which is...
Something a little less dramatic.
Yes. So, since they announced Battlefield Hardline, the beta came out, and 7 million people played it already.
Yeah.
There's a... the head creator says, thank you very much for the people in the community for still supporting them. I want to know what you guys input this. How many people here right now who's listening that actually played this beta? I didn't because I'm still stuck with Dying Light. And the best thing you do is give us a feedback and how it is. And it says your input should be know that your input is priceless, which is pretty cool. it's just a good way to fix the bugs early on.
Yeah.
The major, if they find any, they'll find a lot of major ones. But yeah.
I actually played some of the beta when it first came out.
How is it, Wayne?
I had a hard time getting into it. I really did.
It was beta.
Yeah. Other than the fact that I was able to drive my police van or whatever it was right through the walls. That was always fun.
That's pretty cool.
Flipping!
Next! here we go.
Interesting.
Yes, I know indeed.
That is going to be really interesting.
Yes, indeed. Michael Fassbender, if you guys don't know who he is, he played Magneto in the last two X-Men movies. Mm-hmm. Now he's actually the starring role of the Assassin's Creed movie, which now officially enters into production.
Interesting.
Yes. So we see a man of his age doing some parkour stuff.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I know, same here.
If you think about it, Ezio was doing stuff well into his seniority.
Yeah.
That's true. Matter. To an assassin, age does not matter.
Yeah, to a CGI assassin does not matter.
Oh, hush your mouth.
So this is actually going on right now. What is it going on right now, Wayne?
Yeah, they're in production right now.
Okay.
They'll start shooting soon.
Okay, so pretty much in production, get in the final world. After that, they'll start shooting it, hopefully in France or London.
Well, it comes out on December 31st, 2016.
Oh, okay, the year after.
The week after Star Wars. Spinoff.
The spinoff, okay.
Yeah.
We'll see how that one goes.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Salud.
Whoa. There's another one. Yeah, oh. I know.
Yeah?
Yep, it Whoa. Is. It's true. How many of you guys play Temple Run 2?
Yeah, a little bit.
I do. I play a lot of it when I'm on the toilet.
No, I don't. I've never played Temple Run at all.
You're missing out. Anywho, again, there's another new add-on. Well, playable character. You could buy for a dollar. It's the legend himself, Mr. Bruce Lee. He is the runner now for Temple Run 2, which is a great game. I gotta debug it right now, but yeah, for a dollar more, you actually get Bruce Lee in front of you, controlling him where to go, swipe him down.
That's interesting. I know what. If I was playing with Bruce,
Chuck Norris, shut up. I know.
No. If I was playing with, well, Chuck Norris or Bruce Lee, if I was playing with either of those characters in a game like this, I would really feel crappy when I died.
You wouldn't die. You would just simply start over.
Yes. Well, yeah, but still.
I think he's meaning that he goes to somewhere, you know, white guy.
He's
next. I know. Here we go. Try this one, Wayne.
Well, so Mullinex, he has quoted himself saying, "People have threatened me, they've threatened my family, and it cannot go on."
You sound like so exciting when you... It's supposed to be the... Never mind, keep going.
Got his creator to take a break from the press following... Nightmare Week, apparently. So, I mean, I guess he's been having some major issues with people. Basically, he's saying that he really loves working on the games, but he just needs to kind of get away because I guess people are, you know,
not mobbing him because of broken promises that he promised a while back. You know, people get frustrated with him. You know, so much that they're threatening him. They threaten his family, and it's hard for him to go on. I mean, I know for a fact that yes, he promised something, but yet sometimes it's kind of hard to go on with people that you work with, starts quitting on you. He can't do everything by himself.
Yeah, so I know he's had some setbacks and so forth with some of his games too. So, but yeah, I don't know.
Next. Yes, as a former Dungeons & Dragons player, Dragon Age Origins developers is making a new D&D game. Sweet, yo. So as a former BioWare developer, teams up with Wizard of the Coast.
Wizards of the Coast. In case you guys are still pretty young in age, Wizards of the Coast, I know them personally as the first company to put out Pokemon cards.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have a special meaning to us older folks. I don't want to say older,
used to collect them like mad.
Yeah.
When they say catch them all, collect them all.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw my Mewtwo.
They did a lot of stuff back in the day.
I saw my ancient Mew somewhere.
Ooh.
Wow.
So yeah, so it's especially good news for D&D players out there. I know a bunch of my friends who plays a lot of D&D.
So we're going to get a single player mode with an original storyline. Of course, we're also going to get an asymmetrical multiplayer and a dungeon master mode. So one player can create their own campaigns or modify the game as the other players progress. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, let's see.
I've never been a D&D player, but this sounds actually pretty interesting.
Could be all be.
Yeah. Next, Jesse.
Yes. All right. So, it is the dawn of the first day today on recording. Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask for the 3DS has released officially alongside the new 3DS XL and the new 3DS.
It's called Majora's Mask. He Mexican.
Majora's. Majora's.
Majora's.
Just because we live in, you know, SoCal doesn't mean it. Yeah. Okay.
Go back to the East Coast.
Actually.
Next. Keep going.
All right. No, we're not moving on.
No, keep going.
Okay. So, yeah. Majora's Mask released. Now, this is an Easter egg that's actually been around for quite some time since the first game.
Since the 64.
You know, the N64 version.
Can we say, if for the new people that started playing this that don't know what they're looking at, we're about to spoil it for you, boys.
Oh, yeah. We are about to spoil it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's an Easter egg. That they kept from the N64 version.
Which is pretty cool.
It is pretty legit. Now, in the mask screen, once you have collected all your masks, on the second row down from the top, you have six masks going across, right? Those first five masks on the left side of the Goron mask are in a very specific order, and they're modeled after very specific characters from another Nintendo franchise game.
Which is a very popular franchise game.
It is, especially now with a new version in production, getting ready to come out.
Yep.
It's Star Fox. Now, with the Star Fox thing, does it have their names written?
Yeah, it has Fox,
I'm saying the names of the masks.
Oh, no.
No, I don't
Not that I know of.
Okay, it's a little tricky, but you have the Kitan mask, right? Which I remember that name. I'm not sure what that bird mask was. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
Well, can you tell which one, which is which?
It's
the Kitan mask, which is
So the Kitan mask represents Fox McCloud from Star Fox. The bird mask represents Falco. Then you have the bunny hood, which represents
Pepper.
Peppy hair. Then you have the frog, which represents Slippy Toad. And then next to that, you have the pig, or the boar mask.
The boar, yep.
Now, the boar mask represents not one of the Star Fox pilots.
Yep.
However, he was a pilot with Fox's father. When Fox's father was a pilot, his team was himself, Peppy Hare, and this pig dude. I cannot remember the name of him. And it's starting to annoy me. But, so they added him as an added bonus. Because after he turned on James McCloud, Fox's father.
Yep.
He turned on him and converted over and went to Andross's army.
And he's piloted with Wolf.
Yeah, now he's piloted with the Wolf Squadron.
Yep. Which is Fox's nemesis.
Yeah. I know it's his name is something so simple, like Piggly Wiggly or something. Not really, but but yeah, I mean
roasted pig.
Sure. But yeah, it's actually, you know, like I said, it's from the N64 days, but it's a nice little nod to the series that they decided to keep in there, and some of the newer players who haven't played the N64 version of Majora's Mask might be seeing that for the first time. Well, that's. That's a little Easter egg for you. A little tidbit of information.
Okay.
And
I'm trying to find
out. We're actually looking up the pig's name. It's so simple. I'm kind of upset.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm finding it right now, Wayne. Hold on. Stuff I see. Vehicles, characters, Fox McCloud. Leon.
Pigma. Pigma Dengar. That's who it was. Pigma Dengar. Yes.
I feel like roasting a pig right now.
Jeez. Pigma.
It's been a while, man.
Oh, man. All right, so there you have it. If you haven't picked it up, you can pick it up. It's available now.
Nice.
Okay, next. Here's a key one.
Okay, so some more Legend of Zelda news. With the release of the new Nintendo 3DS and 3DS XL, within North America and Europe, it shows that alongside several new features included with this version of hardware, includes an improved processor, additional buttons including the C-Stick, and an extra camera to support facial tracking and support for micro SD and near field communication, the latter of which enables the use of amiibos. So that's something that's a thing now with Nintendo 3DS XLs.
Amiibos.
And with that, they have a bunch of games that are better on the new 3DS XL
than with
the standard 3DS or 3DS XL, you know, with the inclusion of the NFC and the C-Stick and the digital buttons and so forth.
Yeah, all the yada yada yada.
But you have Xenoblade Chronicles 3D. First, it was released for the Wii, and they've ported it over to the Nintendo 3DS, including the 3D functionality. Well, you can now earn tokens in the game by tapping on the Shulk amiibo, and it will integrate with the Street Pass functionality. So that adds a whole new level of gameplay to your Xenoblade Chronicles 3D.
Nice.
Next game is codenamed Steam.
S-T-E-A-M?
Yep. S-T-E-A-M, all, you know, an abbreviation. Or, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Abbreviation.
But yeah, represented in full 3D on the 3DS XL. You can also control the camera, I'm assuming with the C-Stick. I haven't actually had a chance to get hands-on with it. But you get the best view of the battlefield without, you know, much effort. There's support with the Fire Emblem characters, including Marth, Ike, Robin, and Lucina. And you can summon them into battle to fight for you.
Ooh.
By using the NFC feature. But once they run out of health, they are permanently dead. Just like they would be in a proper Fire Emblem game.
Wow.
So just because you have the amiibo doesn't mean you keep calling on them during every fight. Be very careful. Keep them alive, because they die, that's it. Next is, of course, your Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D. It runs on all the other 3DS models, including the original one and then the XL. Yeah. But with the new 3DS, the C-Stick makes controlling the camera a whole lot easier. And it's especially helpful during boss battles, which tend to require a lot of moving around. Without the C-Stick, you're restricted to pretty much looking around with the circle pad or using the gyroscope while, you know, not moving around. Means that locking on targeting becomes the only means of keeping track of monsters. It's doable, but it's a whole lot less convenient than using the C-Stick. Doesn't say anything about NFC communications, but I'm sure they're going to have something with, you know, the link and the Toon Link and
possibly
stuff like that. I mean, they have to.
Yeah.
But next, you have Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate. Now, while they never really released Monster Hunter 4 over here at the West, it's seen to correct that by giving us Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, the role-playing game boasts a whole new vertical movement. You can now grab onto monsters and attacking them in midair. And while the main core of the game still revolves around hunting and capturing the monsters, it's made a whole lot easier with the new 3DS XL. The new 3DS C-Stick. You're seeing a running trend here now with the C-Stick inclusion.
Yeah.
But now
you really have to use it.
Absolutely. You have to use the C-Stick. It's going to be a huge staple in this game. Moving on again, Super Smash Bros. For Nintendo 3DS. I'm sure you guys can already guess what the big new feature is going to be for that with the new 3DS XL.
The on button?
Sure. Okay.
C-Stick.
You take your corner and you sit down and just think about what you just did.
Find me in Marvel 3 and see what happens.
Oh, dude, I don't want to bury you already.
Marvel 3? Anyway. Really? Come on, brother.
Anyway.
Come on.
We'll talk about it.
No, you're not.
We'll talk about it off the podcast. So with the new Super Smash Bros. For 3DS, the inclusion of the C-Stick, you can also use that now as your Smash Stick, which a lot of people were a little upset about that they didn't have a C-Stick to do their smashes because they don't really want to feel like using the control stick and a button.
Yeah.
Personally, I find that to be kind of weak, that people have to rely on a C-stick. But it is what it is, and, you know, they are, you know, what they are, who they are, whatever. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But now with the inclusion of the NFC, you can now use your Amiibo.
What Amiibo?
Use your Amiibo, and that's going to be a pretty awesome thing.
Hmm.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi. Having fun?
I'm sleepy.
Okay.
It's like you also got the loading times will be a lot quicker with the new CPU as well.
The what?
The loading times with the new CPU, the faster CPU.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's with every game now.
Yeah.
With their whole improved processor, everything's going to be a whole lot faster. But a lot of games that use the legacy circle pad for the original 3DS, and whoever has the 3DS XL circle pad, which I don't think many people do after the first circle pad bombed so bad.
Yeah.
But any games that actually use a legacy circle pad, they're going to be still usable now, along with the two additional shoulder buttons and the use of the C-stick. So you won't really need that anymore.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that 3DS XL is going to be a huge staple for portable gaming.
Yeah.
Not that the 3DS already wasn't.
Yeah, I know. It took a version 2 of 3DS to...
A version 3.
Version whatever. Okay. Yeah, no. Apple's not censoring App Store developers.
Not
this time. Not this time. This time.
Yeah.
So typically when you play games, download games through the App Store, you can see some are like, censored, pixelated, looks like they're not wearing clothes, but yet they are. It's just censored. Thank you, Apple. Apple began enforcing strict rules for its App Store, prohibiting developments of guns and violence. But really? Who did?
Yeah.
Really? That's why I moved away from you bastards. Anywho, so you may have noticed that some games in the App Store recently went, you know, with censored or changed images, like the, there's a screenshot over here that's saying that one of the characters is holding a gun, you know, sniper rifle, and it's been censored out, pixelated. Looks like she's, like, holding on to something else, but it's misunderstanding between developers and especially the storefront. I mean, you want to buy something for $1.50 that, you know, shoots game, next you know, the only thing you get is, like, someone holding a pixelated gun.
Yeah, or something pixelated looks like something out of a really bad Japanese anime.
Yeah, I know. Or it's like watching...
Very specific type of Japanese anime.
or
a really good Japanese anime.
Yeah.
Either way, it's still pixelated.
Yeah, that's going to be that way once in a while. You're going to have app stores and stuff getting all crazy.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Next, and of course, the last news of the day, it's gaming deals.
Yep.
You guys can get Far Cry 4 for $30.
Not bad.
Yeah. You guys can also, let's see, we got lineup right now for the PlayStation 4, which, you know, they always do weekly deals every week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. PlayStation 4, we got Shadows of Mordor for $30 on Amazon. Grand Theft Auto 5 for $43 on Amazon again. Pretty much all these, you can buy it all on Amazon.
Yeah.
Little Big Planet 3 for $37, which is a fun game. Let's see what else they have on there. Anything noticeable that you want to...
Infamous Second Son, $20. Watch Dogs, $26, $22.
Wow. Mocking the Season 1 for $20. Yo, you guys are missing out on a good game right there.
Yep, Far Cry 4, as we just said. Dragon Age Inquisition, Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah.
All for under $50.
The Evil Within for $37. That is a great game.
Yep, yes. Advanced Warfare, $40.
You
Both
it?
Among Us. Which one?
The Evil Within. Jesus.
Shit. I'm not ready for that. I was trying to help her out, but I wasn't ready for that. Call of Duty Ghosts, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Actually, it wasn't too bad for a game. Not
which
great.
Which one, Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
I wish I could say the same for the movie.
Yeah.
All right, adios, and what do you got for PlayStation 4? Some more?
They're
free plus games right now.
Yeah.
Transistors and what the other one?
Apophion.
Never heard of it. PlayStation 3, they got Yakuza 4 and Thief. The PlayStation Vita, they got Rogue Legacy and...
Kick
and Fennec. Can't see it.
I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, I know. Again, all these next games for the Xbox One will be on Amazon. They got Middle Earth, Shadows of Mordor for $30. Disney Infinity 2.0 Starter Box for $38. That's pretty cool.
Ooh, Master Chief Collection's only $43.
Oh, get up on that, guys. Rise, Son of Rome for $22. Really?
Yeah.
It didn't do too well.
I know. I can tell.
It was actually one of my game. It just was kind of an oddball, you know?
Yeah. Evil Within for yet another $37.
Destiny for 40?
Yay. $40 for Destiny? Sure. Pick it up while you can. All right. Let's see what else you got on the bottom right here. With the gold subscribers for the Xbox One, you guys get...
Number of Adar, which is actually rather fun to play.
We talked about that in the last podcast, I believe.
Yep. For the 360, for the gold users, you guys get Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons, and for the week from February 1st to 15th,
yeah.
February 6th to the 28th, you get Sniper Elite Version 2, which is a fun game.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Love that game.
Now, if you got a Wii U, you can get Wii Fit U.
Wii Fit U for $40.
At B&H.
And then you can pre-order Mario Party 10 for $50 from Newegg.
Not bad.
Still good.
Yeah.
Of course, the Hummel bundle is still going on for the Star Wars games.
And what else they have on here on the bottom? They have Ace Combat Assault Horizon, which is a pretty fun game back then. Company of Heroes 2, Rome Total War 2, Lego Batman.
There you go, Diablo 3.
Nice, Far Cry 4.
Yeah.
Of course, Shadows of Mordor, World of Warcraft. Really? Watch Dogs and the StarCraft 2 Battle Chest says, how much is it going for? $30. Wow.
And South Park Stick of Truth for $18.40.
Yes.
It's a lot of that game's a lot of fun. I have the PS3. It's a lot of fun.
It reminds me of the first game.
The first one for the N64.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Amazon's also got a lot of PC gaming stuff on sale. A lot of Logitech like the racing wheels, keyboard, and
so
forth.
What else they have? The G27, the G105, the G402, and the G602 wireless gaming.
Yeah. Not too bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, it's, if you guys are looking for stuff right now, Amazon's the way to go here.
Hold on. Let's go back down for a sec. There was something I wanted to make note.
Lower?
No, right there. PS4. Get your PS4 with The Last of Us Remastered for $360.
I know you played that game.
Oh, yeah. I played it. Yeah. I played it all the way through.
Yeah.
Comes with all your expansions already on the disc and everything by using the Groupon code PREZ10.
Yeah.
PREZ10.
I believe there's also a code for the Xbox One as well.
Yep. Also the bundle pack.
Yep. $315
for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Xbox One bundle.
Same code too. Prez One. PREZ10. Go down. What else? Do they have anything for the?
I don't think they have anything.
Go down.
No, there was nothing else there.
Go down.
Wait, hold on. I see something that says "Leave to Larry." Go up. Stop.
Yeah, over.
As a bounty, they sell up to 80% off in games like Leisure Suit Larry, Reloaded, The Longest Journey. Hey, Leisure Suit Larry. The best college game ever.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. I guess we're done with it right now.
Yep.
Done with the news.
Yep.
Again, we talked about a lot of shenanigans here going on, especially with the Marvel Universe. I'm definitely going to hit you guys up for do a write-up on Original Sins. And also, I'm actually going to talk to a friend of mine who is a huge Marvel guy, and he's like the research, in my opinion, he's like a real life version of the Watcher. He knows what's going on. He actually has a web of how Ultron is going to be and what they're going to do in between the comics and the movie. So I'm actually going to hit him up for stuff like that, and I'm a little late for my little tournament here with a good FGC number one guy, but really,
hey, get that out of here.
You're
we are very, very strict anti 50 Shades.
Yeah, no,
we're all very anti 50 Shades.
Yes. You guys have more things to do than watch that movie. But, anyway, again, this is twojacksongeek.com. Feel free to like us on our Facebook page. Make sure to watch, to follow us on our main page, see what's going on, new articles coming up, and also this crazy-ass podcast that we did right now.
Yep.
And,
this is one of the more fun podcasts we've done.
Yes.
Next week, we'll be able to talk about the Marvel Experience.
Yes, we'll be sure. Yep. Going.
So, you guys are actually in SoCal, Tuesday.
Which is?
The 17th, that's what it was. I couldn't think of the date. February 17th on Tuesday, the Marvel Experience is having a cosplay day. You show up in cosplay, and the entrance fee is
$20.
There you go.
Not bad.
If you buy a ticket online, it's $25.
So if Robert Downey Jr. comes in with a little chest piece.
I'm sure if he shows up, he gets in for free.
I'm sure he's VIP.
Pretty sure he was born VIP for that.
Pretty much.
But, yeah.
Again, anywho, so again, we'll give you guys the rundown on the Marvel Experience. If it's worth it or not. So, that's it. And no other news this time. Again, we're at twoshotsgeek.com. We're here bringing you the future 8 bits at a time. Dude, I am hungry.
Oh, yeah. See what I did there?